That guy took the Chancellor hostage, Wells went on, pointing at Bellamy, who'd already swung the bow and arrows over his shoulder. Who knows what else he's capable of? You want someone like him walking around carrying a deadly weapon? Wells raised his chin. We should at least put it to a vote. Bellamy couldn't help but laugh. Who the hell did this kid think he was anyway? He reached down, picked a knife up off the ground, and began walking toward Wells. Wells stood his ground, and Bellamy wondered if he was trying not to flinch, or if maybe Wells was less of a pushover than Bellamy had thought. Just when it seemed like he might stab Wells in the chest, Bellamy flipped the weapon so that the handle faced Wells and pushed it into his hand. Breaking news, pretty boy. Bellamy winked. We're all criminals here. But before he had time to respond, Graham sauntered over. As he looked from Wells to Bellamy, a wry smile flickered across his face. I agree with the Right Honorable Mini Chancellor, Graham said. We should lock up the weapons. Bellamy took a step back. What? And put you in charge of those as well? He ran his finger along the bow. No way. I'm ready to hunt. Graham snorted. And what exactly did you hunt back on Walden except for girls with low standards and even lower self-esteem? Bellamy stiffened, but didn't say anything. It was a waste of time to rise to Graham's bait, but he could feel his fingers clenching. Or maybe you don't even have to chase after them, Graham continued. I suppose that's the benefit to having a sister. With a sickening crunch, Bellamy's fist sank into Graham's jaw. Graham staggered back a few steps, too stunned to raise his arms before Bellamy landed another punch. Then he righted himself and struck Bellamy with a powerful, well-aimed shot to the chin. Bellamy lunged forward with a growl, using his whole body weight to send Graham flying backward. He landed on the grass with a heavy thud. But just when Bellamy was about to deliver a swift kick, Graham rolled to the side and knocked Bellamy's legs out from under him. Bellamy thrashed around, trying to sit up in time to gain leverage over his opponent, but it was too late. Graham had pinned him to the ground and was holding something just above his face, something that glinted in the sun, a knife. That's enough, Wells shouted. He grabbed Graham by the collar and flung him off Bellamy, who rolled over onto his side, wheezing. What the hell? Graham bellowed, scrambling to his feet. Bellamy winced as he rose onto his knees and then slowly stood up and walked over to pick up the bow. He shot a quick glance at Graham, who was too busy glaring at Wells to notice. Just because the Chancellor used to tuck you into bed doesn't mean you're automatically in charge, Graham spat. I don't care what Daddy told you before we left. I have no interest in being in charge. I just want to make sure we don't die. Graham exchanged a glance with Asher. If that's your concern, then I suggest you mind your own business. He reached down and scooped up the knife. We wouldn't want there to be any accidents. That's not how we're going to do things here, Wells said, holding his ground. Yeah, Graham raised his eyebrows. And what makes you think you have any say over that? Because I'm not an idiot. But if you're anxious to become the first thug to try to kill someone on Earth in centuries, be my guest. Bellamy exhaled as he crossed the clearing toward the area where he'd seen the animal tracks. He didn't need to get pulled into a pissing contest, not when there was food to find. He swung the bow over his shoulder and stepped into the woods. As he'd learned at a young age, if you wanted to get something done, you had to do it yourself.